Hey there, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. It's like literally the best thing ever that you choose to spend your time with me. And if you are brand new, welcome. I'm so grateful that you are here. If you're returning, oh my goodness, thank you so much. It's absolutely awesome to spend this time with you. So it is a gorgeous day today, and I am about to go walk my dog. But before I do, I wanted to talk with you about something that is very near and dear to my heart, and it's all about creating before you consume. And we're going to get into what that is, but this is something that I am practicing on a very regular basis. It's not something I have 100% down. It's not something that I have perfected in any way, because I'm human and you're human. But this is just something to work on, especially if you are starting or growing a business. You want more visibility, you want more growth, you want more clients, you want more money. This practice of creating before you consume is going to be a game changer. So let's talk about it now. I want you to consider how you would truthfully, honestly answer this question. How do you use the first hour of your day? Now, do you consume news? Do you consume blogs? Do you consume podcasts, social media? What does the first hour of your day look like? And now I want you to just picture when you wake up and that full first hour. You can picture that hour, and then I want you to picture yourself the first hour when you get to your desk. When you sit down to do work, how do you usually spend the first hour of your day? Now, a lot of us, you are not alone if you do this, a lot of us use that first hour of our day to consume. Whether it's the first thing we do when we wake up and we look at our phone and we're scrolling through social media or reading the news, right? Or if we sit down at our desk and we start reading newsletters that have rolled in, or we start reading blog posts, or we start watching videos, or maybe we listen to a podcast, we take in a lot of information. That's a very common practice for many of us. And part of that is we are so dialed into technology, and it can feel really hard to turn it off. And it feels like, you know, if we look at our phone to see if there was a text message, then we get, or a phone call, then we get like kind of reeled into whatever else is happening that we're getting notifications about. And it can also just feel like this habit, and it may even feel like a really useful and effective habit to consume information, because you feel like, well, I'm learning something. I'm taking this in so that I can do my work better, so I can be a better human being, a better parent, a better employee, a better boss, a better entrepreneur. You feel like you're doing a really useful thing for yourself. And it may feel that way, but the reality is that it's actually burning your precious mental energy. This is so important. When you are consuming the first part of your day, when you are consuming at the beginning when you first wake up, and also when you sit down to do your work, you are burning precious mental energy. And you are also creating a total distraction from what you are here to do. So think about this. Let's go to the precious mental energy. When you wake up, and when you take that first hour after you wake up, and also that first hour at your desk, and all you're doing is reading other people's stuff or listening or taking in a video, you're taking in so much information and your brain is trying to make sense of it all. Questions are coming up, maybe even concerns, anxiety. You're starting to compare yourself. Maybe there's even decisions that are coming up that you feel like you need to make. All of that is creating a lot of a taxing environment for your brain. It's creating exhaustion in many ways, and you begin to get unfocused. You begin to feel distracted it's hard to take in all the information and focus on it, and then be able to focus on what you sit down to do that day, what it is that you want to do to that day. So it can just really just tax your brain unnecessarily before you actually are doing the work that you want to be doing. The other thing is that it creates a total distraction from what you are here to do. So for this, I want you to just think about how you feel when you first wake up. Notice, like, go back in your brain this morning. How did you feel when you first woke up this morning? A lot of times when we wake up, we have a vision that's coming through for like how we want to spend our day. There might even be some ideas that we're feeling into. We have inspiration that's coming through. Like we're feeling possibly some sense of clarity. We're feeling on fire about the day. We're ready to take the day on. And I know not every day feels this way, but just thinking about those days when you are feeling very clear about what you want to make happen that day. And you're just like, oh my God, I'm going to send this email and I'm going to create this newsletter. I'm going to do this Facebook Live. I'm going to put this thing together. I'm going to create this course. And you have all of this energy and excitement. And then you sit down at your computer and you begin reading the newsletters that have rolled in. You begin to scroll Facebook. You begin to research something. You watch a YouTube video about how to do a podcast or how to create a YouTube video. You begin to read somebody else's blog post. And then bam, you feel completely unfocused. You feel distracted. You feel confused about what you are doing that day. All of a sudden, you have come up with a bunch of things that you need to do based on what you just learned about. And you also just feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? I have so much to learn before I can actually go out and do something, before I can actually help somebody, before I can actually create a product or a service. I have so much I have to learn. And the ideas that you were excited about in the morning when you first woke up, they may feel completely out of reach. You may even forget what they were. They might feel so not interesting anymore or not exciting enough because now you're comparing yourself to the other people that you just consumed their information and you feel less than, or you just feel totally like, oh my God, what am I doing? I have no clue what I should be focusing on right now. I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. You just feel this level of confusion. Now, there's a problem with this, right? And maybe you're beginning to sense it already. The problem with this is that as an entrepreneur, the problem is that when you get other people's voices in your head, you forget your own unique voice. You get distracted and you forget your own voice, your own ideas, your own experiences, your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own way of seeing the world. You forget your unique voice and you begin to feel like, wait a second, those people said it this way, and I think I need to learn more before I do this. And you just begin to forget the value that's within you that the world needs now. You forget that you have enough and you know enough to offer the world now. You forget your own unique voice. Now, the other problem with taking in lots of information first thing in the day and getting that unfocused, distracted, confused kind of mindset going. The other problem with that is that there's no risk in consuming. Now, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are considering being an entrepreneur, this is super, super important. We can use the excuse as entrepreneurs that we need to learn something all day long. We can say, well, like, I can't start that newsletter until I read about how to start it or what I'm supposed to do about it or what I'm supposed to say. And I can't like put an offer out there because I haven't done a bunch of research on my ideal clients. And I can't create a course because I haven't taken a course yet on how to create a course. And we feel like we need to just be in this learning place. And we feel like totally convinced that that's a great use of our time is to learn. And there is an element of that for sure. Learning is important and necessary, but you have to check in with yourself and ask yourself, am I doing that because it feels safe? It's the safe thing to do. There is no risk in learning. There's no risk in consuming information because there's no fear of rejection. There's no concern of choosing the wrong path. There's no feeling like an idiot, right? Like if you're just in a place of constantly consuming information, you're very passive in that experience. You're just taking information in. You're not putting yourself out there. You're not putting yourself out there in a way that someone can say, no, I don't want that. I don't want what you're selling. That's not for me, right? That rejection. And also when you're consuming, there's no putting out there like, this is the path. This is what I'm doing. This is what I offer. This is who I work with. They're not choosing any path. So there's no wrong path because you're just sitting there and taking information in. And the feeling like an idiot part, that's like when you put yourself out there on a Facebook Live, a newsletter, a YouTube video, a podcast, and you risk saying something silly or stupid or messing up and feeling like an idiot. When you're consuming information, you do not have to worry about any of that stuff. Now, that might feel really comfortable and really safe and really good, but the thing is, it's not going to get you where you want to go. It's not going to get you closer to the results of more clients, more income, more growth, more visibility. You're not going to reach those results because you're busy consuming. If you're not taking risks, you're not growing. So I want to be clear. I just want to clear this up that if you're like, but I need to learn something. I don't really know how to put a newsletter together and I need to figure out how to do that. Sure. Absolutely. But it's checking in with, am I spending my day, most of my time learning, or am I getting out there and creating and being of value and giving value to people? So it's just checking in about that. Now, we can say as entrepreneurs that the best way to become good at something is to really learn something, right? To like get in there and learn it and read about it. But that's not exactly true. The best way to become good at something is not to learn everything under the sun, not to study everything and find every article and watch every YouTube video. It's not that. It's simply to do it, to find other people, to find people, I should say, who need help and help them. You know so much right now. Without going any further in your learning journey, you know so much right now. There is so much within you in terms of your own life experience, your own perspective on the world and how you see the world and how you see yourself and how you see other people and how you see relationships and growth and all of that. You have your own unique vision. You also have all the skills that you've acquired over your lifetime with all the different jobs you've held, with all the different relationships you've been in, with all the different experiences you've had. You have so many skills. You have so many ideas. You have so much inspiration. There is so much going on inside of you that you can tap into to teach people now, to create value now. You can start creating value and reaching people and helping people now without learning one more thing. As soon as you know that there is one person, and I'm sure you can think of one person, think of them right now. As soon as you know that this one person in the world that you are confident helping in a massive way by using your skills, your inspiration, your passion, and your experiences, then you got to start creating. You got to stop consuming and you have to start creating. You've got to start helping this one person and know that there's more than one person. But if you have this one person in mind, help them create something for them. Now, you are absolutely entitled to consume and you should consume on a specific and a selective basis. So if you're feeling like, but I like to read blogs and newsletters and I get a lot out of them and I get inspired by them. Yes. Okay. That's great. But if you are ever facing a decision to consume or to create, the answer is always to create. The answer is always to create. It's not to consume because you have enough inside of you right now at this moment to create something transformational for somebody else. And the funny thing is that every one of us faces this decision every single day. You, me, and every other entrepreneur out there in the world. We ask ourselves, the choices that we have during the day are, do I respond to emails or do I help a client? Do I read a blog post or do I write one? Do I watch a YouTube video or do I create one? Do I take another course or do I start creating the one that I know will change lives? Okay, you know the answer. I know the answer. The answer is create first. Create before you consume. Then, here's where consuming comes into play. Then, if there's time to consume, and you really feel like it, you really feel like you need to take in information, then go ahead and consume. The way that I work with this is my practice is to create right when I get to my desk, to create. And then when I go take my dog on my walk, that's my time to consume. That's when I listen to a podcast. My other time to consume is in the evening time. I will read a newsletter or an article or watch a video. I separate those times out so it's on my walk and it's in the evening time. But when I sit down at my desk, I am not in consuming mode. For one, it really jobbles me up to consume and create at the same time. I get confused about my own thinking if I am reading someone else's blog post or watching a video and then trying to work out my own ideas about something. My mind gets confused, and so it needs to stay in one direction in one place. The best time for me to consume something is on my walk. That's the time when I'm taking in new information and just letting it like percolate inside of me, okay? So there is a time to consume, but you need to figure out those best times for yourself. And always, 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 if you have a decision around consuming or creating, choose to create. But realize that right this second, there is someone out there who would happily pay you for something, okay? So this is why you're creating first. There is somebody out there who would happily pay you for something that is inside of you right now. Right now, there is something inside of you that somebody else would like to know how to do or how to replicate in their life. And the sooner you get out what's inside of you, the sooner you'll make other lives better. Think about that. Like, let that land. The sooner you get it out of you, that thing that only you know, that unique vision of yours, that unique voice of yours, when the sooner you get that out, the sooner you are going to make an impact in somebody else's life. And the sooner you'll have more experience and real, tangible results. Now, if you're consuming throughout your day, and you're consuming, especially in that first part of your day, you are missing out on making an impact in somebody else's life. You're missing out on creating a transformational experience for somebody else, and you're also missing out on creating an opportunity for you to gain more experience in doing the thing, making a podcast, a Facebook Live, a YouTube video, in coaching, in doing whatever it is that you offer. And you are missing out on getting results that you can then use to sell your product, your service more. Okay, you need to get your clients results so that they can tell us, they can say this works, what this person offers works, which will help you sell more of whatever it is you're selling. No amount of consumption could hold a candle next to that. Not even close. It doesn't matter if you read all day or listen to all the podcasts, watch all the YouTube videos. All you're doing is putting more information inside of you. And what the world needs, what that one person needs, is you to pull it out of you in your own unique way and create something for somebody else. Use your experiences, your perspective, your unique voice and vision to create something that's going to make an impact today. So, in case I wasn't clear, it is time to start creating. It is time to create before you consume. If you can create a habit of creating before you consume, and you actually in the mornings, you sit down to create an article, a social media post, a video, a podcast, and you do all that before you look at anybody else's work, you are going to tap into your own inner genius. You're going to tap into your own creativity. You are going to find within you that special spark, that special thing that you're looking for when you're looking into other people's work. You're going to find it within you. You're going to discover what it is that makes your work special, what it is that makes your service special. The only way you're going to find that is if you turn off all the consumption and you just focus on what's inside of you. Create before you consume. Create from what it is you know, what's in your heart. And then, if you have time, consume someone else's work, which was in their heart, which is their own unique vision and their own unique perspective. Think about that. When you're consuming somebody else's work. That other person took the time to create. They put creating ahead of consuming, and so you're able to create whatever it is that was in their mind. Now do the same for somebody else. Create before you consume. I can't say it enough. So now the important question becomes, What are you going to create first? What are you going to create first? What's the first thing that came to mind? It might even be the thing that's the hardest to create or the thing you've been putting off the longest. Just go do it. Create before you consume. Let me know what you're going to create first. Message me on Instagram, on Facebook. I'm there and I would love to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your day. And if you are looking for support, if you're looking for accountability as well as more visibility and growth in your business, I can help you. I would love to help you. Just go to soulcareclub.com/coaching to sign up for a consultation call so we can get started. Enjoy your day and I will talk to you next time. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.